This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Iran is becoming a military dictatorship, and it's not cooperating with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Those are some of the accusations that the U.S. has been leveling at Iran in the past week. It sounds as if the Obama administration has given up on the idea of engagement, but administration officials insist they're still giving diplomacy a chance. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
If the Obama administration had given up on a dialogue with Iran, John Limbert says he wouldn't be a deputy assistant secretary of state for Iran.
It is a new position, and I'm finding my way. But really, we're looking for ways to do what the president has decided to do, which is to change 30 years of what's been a very unproductive policy.
It hasn't been easy for Limbert, a fluent Persian speaker and a former hostage in Iran. The political dynamics in the country, a growing opposition movement followed by a repressive reaction from the regime, have complicated U.S. outreach. And Iran has not accepted the deal the U.S. and its partners put on the table to fuel a research reactor in Tehran if Iran sends much of its low-enriched uranium abroad.
We would all have liked to have been in a different place. Perhaps we underestimated how hard it would be.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been stepping up her rhetoric recently, describing Iran as a military dictatorship. That's a view long held by Ali Alfoneh, an Iranian researcher now with the American Enterprise Institute. He's been documenting the rise of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
I think that Secretary Clinton has a very realistic view about what Iran has degenerated into, and that it is very difficult, not to say impossible, to agree a deal with Iran in the nuclear issue or other central issues in Iran.
He says President Obama, too, has been sounding more realistic about the prospects for negotiating with Iran. Alfoneh thinks the only option is to reach out to those in Iran who don't want to see the Revolutionary Guard Corps with so much power.
President Obama is increasingly doing, you know, some rhetorical, you know, gestures, which I think is not enough, but he should do more of that. And the U.S. government should also do some back-channel negotiations with those elites and those groups trying to resist the Revolutionary Guards.
But a European diplomat says finding Iranian officials to talk to is becoming increasingly difficult. Other proponents of engagement, including Karim Sajidpour with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, agree.
The engagement approach was actually very useful in exposing Iran as the intransigent actor. And I think moving forward, that door of dialogue with Tehran is going to remain open. But ultimately, I think that as long as Ayatollah Khamenei remains supreme leader, and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad remains president, we're not going to be able to resolve our conflicts with Iran. We're just going to have to manage our conflicts with Iran.
Sajidpour says the Obama administration seems to be fashioning a policy much like the U.S. approach to the Soviet Union, talking about arms control while also supporting dissent. Limbert, the State Department's point person on Iran, says it's important to be on the side of the Iranian people.
I hope our diplomacy would be good enough we can do more than one thing at a time. I mean, we can talk to the Iranians about things we need to talk about. Whether it's terrorism, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Iraq, whether it's a nuclear program, at the same time, we can uphold the rights of Iranians.
The political turmoil has changed the way the U.S. and its partners are approaching the issue of sanctions. A new U.N. Security Council resolution is still in the early drafting stages, but diplomats say it will target the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, as some U.S. sanctions already do. Limbert says that's what many Iranians he's been speaking with want.
The impression I have is that they're looking for help against the people who are beating them up. And if there's some measure that visibly affects their oppressors, they will support it.
Whether or not sanctions will make a difference in the Iranian government's decision-making on the nuclear front is another question. Experts are not raising any expectations about that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.